is Claudia, Matt the Cat, back at you with another edition of Harlem, the soul that came before rock and roll. For the next hour, cats and kittens, it's nothing but 1950s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn-out walking shoes. This is a very, very special Harlem this week. I'm joined by one of the true godfathers of rock and roll, Mr. Lloyd Price. Lloyd's coming on the show to tell us the story behind the story on how rock and roll was born, baby. Lord have mercy. I'd like to welcome Lloyd Price to the show right now. And you know, cats and kittens, I could give you a lot of biographical details on the background of Lloyd Price, but you don't want to hear it from me. Let's go right to the source. Lloyd, tell us how everything got started down in New Orleans. Give us the story behind the story. It's the early 1950s, New Orleans. Paint us a picture, man.
My mother had a little fish fry. She had, on Thursday nights, she built this little room onto the house where she could fry fish and make potato salad and sell beer and soft drinks on the weekend. And inside of that, it was a piano, an old broken down piano and a jukebox. And we kids never had anything to do. Who was on the scene? Professor Longhair was on the scene. Smiley Lewis, Larry Donnell, Paul Gaten and Anna Laurie. Big Joe Turner was hanging out in New Orleans. Ray Charles had just got there to the Dewdrop. So we were teenagers, but we could not go hear all these great people. We just heard about them. So we would try to mimic all these great artists that who was in town or living in New Orleans. In my mother's shop on that old piano, we would try to do that. Up the late part of 1951, there was a disc jockey came to town. First black big, and he was a big guy, disc jockey, named Okie Dokie Smith. And at that time, we was listening to WLAC and from Randy's Mark in Nashville, Tennessee, Big John R. Only time we would hear rock and roll and rhythm and blues music, of course it had no name to it at that time, was that night. And it was like coming from the Mars. Hey, we barely heard Wynonna Harris and these people. We decided that we would put a band together ourselves, my little brother and me, and try to make that match that same music that we heard on WLAC from Nashville, Tennessee, and Okie Dokie Smith, who had just came to town. Well, here's the hook, Matt. He had one commercial, and it was Maxwell House Coffee. So he had to make up his own rhymes and everything for this Maxwell House Coffee. And the radio station didn't pay these guys. They only got paid by whatever sponsorship they brought in. So he had Lord and Miss Claudia eat mother's homemade pies and drink Maxwell House Coffee. Lord and Miss Claudia. So, you know, one day I was listening to that. I said, whoa. I decided to go. Now, he's on air now maybe 4 or 5 months. We're inside of 1952. And I said, well, you know what? I think I could write that. And I start banging on the piano. Lordy, 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 Miss Claudia. Girl, you. I just made a girl out of it. You know what I mean? And Dave Bartholomew, who at that time was the first black producer in New Orleans. And he had produced a record on a guy called Fats Domino and was called the Fat Man. They called me the Fat Man. Well, that I had heard that kind of melody all my life because we all played what they call an 8-bar blues. We all would stand on the corner. We could take that same melody and sing 1,000 songs to it. But Fats just happened to take it and made Fat Man because he played piano. And it was a smash, super smash. And we tried to do that. But then I was playing Fat Man when Dave Bartholomew came in. I decided to go and play Lord and Miss Claudia to that same 8 bars, that music. And he heard me making up all these words. And I never sung the same line twice. He said, you know what? I like that. Maybe... That could be a hit record. Back to
The great Lloyd Price with what could be the very first rock and roll record. Why do I say that? Well, most of the rhythm and blues that came out before it was aimed at adults, but not that one. That was aimed at the kids, and man, did the kids dig it.